Amen. You need help along the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Praise God. Book of Joshua here today. If you have your Bibles, Joshua chapter number 6. If the Lord will help us here today. Amen. Joshua chapter 6, verse number 20. Amen. Glory to God. Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass that when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat.
Yes.
So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Now, I didn't have a whole lot of time to get finished last night, so I was aggravating them guys when church was over. I said the walls were still standing when I got done. Well, hopefully I'll get the walls down today. Amen.
<All right. laughs>
Praise the Lord.
Bless him.
Woo, amen.
Yeah.
But praise God. Jericho is this city of interest today where God honored the faith of a man by the name of Joshua. Amen. Jericho wasn't a very large place, but it was formable to the children of Israel. Amen. Because they had just come through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
Right.
Amen. The city had been there for a few thousand years. Some commentators believe Jericho was an old city, been there for several thousand years. About 40 years ago, I read of two different archaeologists' reports, but one about 40 years ago spent 7 years excavating the ruins of old Jericho. The burned and the charred remains were a confirmation to him of the biblical account that the Israelites burned the city with fire and that all that was therein, praise God. All indications were that the city had been destroyed suddenly, amen. For grain bins were full, amen. They found ovens with bread still in them, praise God. And there was abundant food, amen, in this city. So when they dug up some remains of this old city, this archaeologist said that it is very evident that when Jericho was destroyed, it was destroyed all at once. Well, I could have saved them 7 years of excavation work and told them to read the 6th chapter of the book of Joshua. Amen. Because if God's Bible says it, great God, you can believe. Amen. Hallelujah. I like what one simple preacher said when he was preaching about that well swallowing Jonah. And by the way, Jesus made reference to it. Amen.
Right.
In the New Testament, Jesus said as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Praise God.
Yeah.
I tell you, I believe that the whale swallowed Jonah, don't you?
Amen.
I like what one old simple preacher said. He said he believes the Bible amen, so much that if the Bible said Jonah had swallowed a whale, he'd believe that. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, I believe the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so very little is left in this city of Jericho. Amen. It is just ruins. Amen. Just a few miles north of the Dead Sea. Praise God. Amen. What desolation that took place in this place. Amen. It stands as mute evidence of the colossal faith of a man by the name of Joshua. Hallelujah. Who dared to believe that God meant just what he said and was prepared to do exactly what he said he would do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua was a winner. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like winners. Amen.
Amen.
I believe God has commanded us today to be winners. Amen. Don't you? Amen. Joshua, Brother George, had two things going for him. Amen. First off, he attempted great things for God. Amen. Many of the previous forerunners of preachers that went before us, the reason why they did great things is because they attempted great things. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, you'll never do anything if you don't try. Praise God. And I know it's sometimes embarrassing. I know it's high pressure to get up and sing and play an instrument and preach and do things for God. It's very high pressure. Amen. And some people say, well, I mess up and I make mistakes. Well, that's just part of it. Amen. You won't mess up and make mistakes if you never try. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I don't speak good. Amen. My dad can tell you when I was young, I had a bad stuttering problem. I remember when the Lord first called me to preach, I didn't think I could preach because I stuttered. Amen. I didn't think I could preach because I was a bad speaker. Amen. I didn't have good lingo. I'm from Gilbert, West Virginia. I've come a long ways too, baby. Amen, Sister Mary. She said she came a long way. I came a long way. Amen. I tell you, you got to give me a utensil. Amen. Put yourself in the hand of God. He'll bring you a mighty long way. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But Joshua attempted great things for God, first off. And secondly, right here's the really important part. Not only did he attempt things for God, but he believed that God was able to do what he set out to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Great God, I come to tell you, you got to believe that God is able to do it. Amen. I don't know about you here today, but I believe God. Amen. Amen. I believe that Joshua reiterated the words of his forefather Abraham, and he said, is there anything too hard for our God? Amen. Glory to God. I come to tell us, amen, right here today, church, there's nothing, amen, that our God can't do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can, amen, be a warrior for Jesus, and you can believe that he's able to do it in this brand new year coming up, 2023. Amen. We have started, great God, a brand new year. Amen. And it's a time of new beginnings. It's a time of freshness. Amen. Great God, it's a time to believe God. Amen. Is able to take you to where you need to be this year. Amen. Perhaps you wonder, amen, if you're ever going to get there. Perhaps you've been wondering, God, am I going to stay stumped? Amen. Right here in this rut that I've been in for a while. I come to tell you, amen, from the word of God, that Joshua did not have to stay, amen, in that same old place. Hallelujah. What God did in the life of one man by the name of Joshua is testimony to me that we can do it here today. God is no respecter of persons. And Joshua dared to attempt, amen, something for God. He was a winner. Amen. And I tell you what, the world, amen, I believe heaven loves winners. Amen. I like what Vince Lombardi once said. Vince Lombardi said, if winning's not that important, then why are we keeping score? Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, I got in this thing, Brother George, amen, many years ago. Just right off my hand, I should know this, well over 25 years ago, I got in this thing to win. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. I didn't get in this thing to lose, but I got in it to win. Amen. And I intend to win. I like that old song the Hensons used to sing. I've read the back of the book, and we win. Hey God, I got in trouble one time in school. Some old book we had to read. I never did like to read. Now I love to read. Ain't that something, how life twists? I tell you, I used to about take a beating. Amen. I had to read something. But thank God, I like to read. I love to read. Amen. And I didn't want to read that old book that we had to read in school. And some students there in class, in the school, said, we got some cliff notes. Amen. And you can read these cliff notes, and you'll know what happened in the book. Well, I read them cliff notes, and I guess I was a little more ignorant than the rest. I brought the cliff notes with me to class one day, and the teacher saw my cheat sheet. Great God, I got in trouble. Amen. For bringing them cliff notes. Amen. But oh, I'd like to tell the devil, amen, I cheated a little bit, and I've already read the back of the book, and I know how it plays out, and I know that if God be for me, who can be against me? Glory to God. I said, we win. Amen. And God, Joshua believed that God was able to do it. Amen.
Yes.
But it was going to be an uphill battle, because you know, Joshua was born a slave. Hallelujah. He grew up watching his mom and his dad be beaten and oppressed, straining every muscle. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he watched his mom had to haul the straw, and he watched his dad had to carry the brick. He watched them Egyptians beat his parents. Amen. He was never given a formal education. He never had his own room. He never had a bicycle or a pair of skates. Amen. Oh, his birthday was never remembered. He had no rights in the country that he was living. He was a slave. He was an animal to be bought and to be sold. Amen. The world considered Joshua as nothing. But thank God, somehow, some way, God got the message through to Joshua very early that he was something and he was somebody. Amen. Come on now. Sometimes, amen, we got to let folks know that there's something. Come on now. Amen. You got to let your children know, amen, that they're valuable and that they're important. I tell you, people on a job, if they go to feel like that they're overlooked and they're mistaken advantage of and they're just an old workhorse, amen, I tell you, work productivity goes down if they don't feel like they're appreciated. Amen. I come to tell us, I believe God appreciates us here today. I believe God is thankful for our service. I believe God is thankful for what we did in 2022. But I come to preach to this church here in the first day of the year 2023. Amen. God said, thank you for your service of last year. The list again and do more this year. Hey, God, let's make the impossible a possibility in this year. I believe, church, that the impossible can become possible in this brand new year. Hey, God, when we raise our hands and ask the Lord to help us. I spent a lot of time studying on this. Let's ask the Lord to get in this service right here today and block out. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In 2023, Lord, I come with my mind made up. I'm going to serve you, Lord. God, I'm going to get in. I'm going to do more this year than I did last. God, I've got a made up mind. I've got a sold out heart. Lord, I'm going to give you everything I've got. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, sometimes somebody might say, Brother Jason, amen, do you believe a child ought to be made to go to church? I say 100%. I say 110%. Yes, a child ought to be made to go to church. Come on now. Hey, you know what, Brother George? And it's just natural for this. I told this before, but when my boys got old enough, well, not so much the girls, but them boys like to get out and get muddy and wrestle and do things outside. And we'd say, it's church time. We got to get ready to go to church. A few times they'd say, oh, but Dad, we want to stay home and play. Dad, well, you know, we go to church all the time. Hey, man, you know what, Brother George? I didn't listen to that for 2 seconds. I said, get in the house and get ready. We're going to church. Come on now. If it snows, we're going to church. Amen. If, great God, if anybody comes or if they don't come, we're going to church. I believe that one day that seed will be planted in their heart. Maybe Daddy will be gone. Maybe Mommy will be gone. And they'll see the value of the house of God because it was placed in their heart as a child. And now I don't have to deal with that. Now they don't ask, are we going to church? When are we going to church? They know church time. We're going down to the house of God. Come on. And that's the way Joshua grew up. Amen. Thank God. He had a man of influence in his life by the name of Moses. Amen. Perhaps one of the greatest men that had ever lived. And Moses was ordained by God to bring freedom to the Israelites. Amen. And under the leadership leadership of Moses. Amen. God led Israel up out of Egypt. And God led them to the Red Sea. And God parted the Red Sea. Amen. And for the next 40 years, Joshua lived in the shadow of a great man. Amen. But all of a sudden, amen, Moses was taken. And Joshua was left to fill the gap. Amen. Oh, yes. It would have been too much for most men. It would have been too big a shoes for most men to fill. But thank God Joshua was a man of prayer. He didn't have formal training. He didn't have much education. But great God, he was born in a rough time. He was born in a slavery. He had seen God move time and time again. And Joshua knew that God could do anything. And that's what I come to preach to us. God can make the impossible possible in this brand new upcoming year. Amen. When Joshua assumed command, the Israelites, nearly 3 million strong, were about to enter into Canaan. Amen. Into the promised land. It would not be easy. There was well fortified cities that we'll later find. Amen. But Joshua had already decided in his heart that I'm going to do what God has commanded me to do. Amen. Have you ever taken time to get alone with God? Amen. To take a hard look at your life and at the challenges, amen, that life brings. I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to get alone and say, God, would you do something about it? Amen. Would you do something? I believe God can do something about it, don't you? Amen. Brother Tyler preaching last night, and he said in the thick of COVID, amen, as a young man, he said, working every day, I saw how, amen, frail life really was. He said, I saw how frail my money was. I saw how frail my job was. And I thought, oh God. He said he found himself for several days worrying himself to death. Couldn't sleep at night. Amen. Wallering in the bed. God, what am I going to do? Fear and anxiety had taken his heart. But he said one day, amen, one morning I went down to my study and I got on my knees and I said, God, you got to move, Lord, on this situation. And he said that old spirit of oppression and depression followed him into that study. But when he walked out, amen, it stayed back somewhere else. He walked out of there rejuvenated by the power and the presence of God. And I come to tell somebody right here on a Sunday afternoon, that's what you need to do. You need to find a prayer life and say, God, I'm going to trust you in this year. And I know that you're able to help me.
Yes, amen.
I remember last year about this time. COVID was making its last push. Churches was being hindered. Our church was greatly hindered by COVID. Amen. And but anyway, I guess I was probably a little down. And I said, oh, Lord, if you don't help us in this year, amen, I don't know if we'll be able to make it. Amen. Another year, I felt like it's a pivotal year for this church. And I even told it a time or two. I said, this is a pivotal year. Amen. This year right here. And I prayed about it. And I saw it. Sometimes we can worry about things too much. Yeah. Amen. So finally, I give it to the hand of the Lord.
Right.
Amen. I was praying the other day. And the Lord reminded me, said, remember, amen, at the altar. Start of the year when you said, Lord, this year's going to tell the tale. And the Lord spoke to my heart. Sometimes God,
will remind you of what he has done. Amen. And he said, look at who I brought in this year. And during this year, I remember a Sunday morning, Brother Rice popped in the doors back there. And he said he was going out the road to Brother Sexton's church, but they wasn't having church. And somehow he ended up here, he come down the road and he turned down the street. And the Lord said, there's the church to go to. And he's been coming ever since. Amen. The Lord, I thought about Brother Adam. Amen. The girls mow the yard down there. Amen. For his family. Hallelujah. And he said, where y'all go to church? Amen. And he found out where we come. And he's been coming. Great God. Amen. Hey. Amen. And he's been coming ever since. Amen. That's the Lord, ain't it? I thought about Kevin and Stacy and them four boys. Michelle met them at homeschool group. Amen. And they said, we'd like to come down to your church. And they've been coming ever since. Great God in heaven. Just this year, the Lord has sent 8 or 10 into the church. Great God, the Lord spoke to my heart the other night and said, look at what I did in 2022. Amen. And he built my faith. And I said, Lord, it sure would be good to have about 10 more. Amen. My dad, amen, been coming this year, driving all the way from Gilbert, driving a long ways. Hey, I hate to see him drive so far, but I love to see him in the house of God. Come on, look at what God has done this year. So I said, Lord, it sure would be good to have about 10 more in 2023. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, is that all you want this year? And I come to tell us, there's nothing too hard for my God. Come on, church. We ought to have faith. We ought to believe that God is able to do anything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Come on. Thank you, mighty God.
Great God in heaven. We got to move on here.
Yes,
amen. I'll tell you, if you don't watch out, you'll get into a everyday, mundane, mediocre place in your life. Just because everybody else is floating along, I can float along. You don't want to be that poor. You don't want to just float along. You don't want to do the least amount as possible to get by. Great God. We used to have a woman up on the job. I told Sister Lula, I said, I'll probably be seeing you around. Amen. I start back this Tuesday. Amen. Great God. We used to have a woman, every time the hard job got done, here she came, waltzing in there like she was ready to do something. She is a professional at it, until I start calling her Blister, and she got aggravated. She said, what do you mean, Blister? I said, well, Blister always pops up when the work's done. Come on now. Hey, I don't want to be a Blister. I don't want to just get in on the coattail of somebody else. But Lord, on this year, I want to pray it down. On this year, I want to pass a gospel track. On this year, I want to get a burden to sing. On this year, I want to get a burden to preach. On this year, I want to do the impossible for the Lord this year. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Dare to attempt to do something for God. Amen. Someone may be listening. Great God. Hallelujah. Who is being called or felt like you're being called to do something for God. Don't put it off this year.
Amen.
Act on that.
Yeah.
Amen. Do something for God this year.
Oh,
amen. God. Don't push it aside, but get up and do it. You can count on it. Amen. Joshua was successful because he expected great things from God. He had already seen the parting of the Red Sea. He had already witnessed a cloud of fire by day, fire by night and a cloud out by day. Glory to God. He had already eaten manna from heaven's oven. Oh, yes. Amen. He had already seen the water gush out of the rock, and the people were drank out of that water. Nobody had to convince Joshua that God was God and God could do anything. Amen. Oh, he believed what the Lord had done through the life of Moses, that God could do that very same thing through his life. Amen. So here they were. Amen. They came up to the walls of Jericho. They came up, Sister Dottie, amen, to the Canaanites. And these walls were high, and these walls were thick. And the enemy no doubt said, you'll never be able to get inside of the enemy's territory. You'll never be able to get in Jericho. Glory to God. But I like this, Brother Tommy. The Bible said that the angel of the Lord in the last part of chapter 5 met Joshua. And Joshua said, are you on our side or are you on the enemy side? And that angel said, I'm the captain of the host of the Lord God. And Joshua got down in reverence and bowed himself to the angel of the Lord. And he said, amen, is God going to be with us? Come on. And in the first part of chapter number 6, amen, the Lord spoke to Joshua and said, Joshua, I'm going to give you Jericho and the king thereof, and you're going to burn it exceedingly with fire. Hallelujah. And you know what happened? Maybe everybody else, Brother George, amen, looked at them walls and said, we'll never be able to get in. But when God said, march around that city 7 days, and on the 7th day, it's going to come tumbling down. Amen. Maybe everybody else looked at them walls and said, they'll never come down. But old Joshua, he remembered the Red Sea. Old Joshua, he remembered crossing the Jordan. Joshua remembered God feeding bread out of heaven's oven. Joshua knew that God could do anything. And I come to tell us right here today, in this brand new year, God can do the impossible.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So they march around the first day, Brother Tom, and they march around the city. Woo! With the priests and the ram, they blow the ram horns. Amen. Great God in heaven, and the Bible said even the ark of God marched around.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And second day, same thing. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. But on the 7th day, the impossible became possible. Amen. On the 7th day, amen, they took a lap around. Great God in heaven, and nothing happened. They took a second lap, 7th day, 7 laps. Amen. They marched around that city. And on the 7th time, amen, was my verse. Amen, number 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass that when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people, amen, went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Hey God, I come to tell us that God, amen, knocked the walls of that city down, and they fell down flat. The impossible became possible because a man of God believed God and his word. And I come to tell us here today, are we going to believe God and his word? Are we going to believe God is able to do the impossible in this brand new year?
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord
God, can do the impossible, church.
Amen.
Yes. That's right. Hudson Taylor stated these three different ways that people serve the Lord. He said, first, people make plans, and then they, amen, hope that their plans succeed. He said, secondly, they make their own plans, and then they ask God to help them in and with their plans. But he said, thirdly, we ask God what his plan is, and then we say, God, help us to do what's your plan.
Right? Yeah.
So I wonder in 2023 if we couldn't yield our plans and yield our wheels to what God wants in this upcoming year. I believe we'd see revival. I believe we'd see souls saved. I believe we'd see fire rejuvenated in our heart. I believe we'd see the power of God. Amen. Come down and move in this upcoming year, if we would yield ourselves, amen, totally and 100% to God in this brand new year, I believe we'd see the impossible become possible, don't you?
Amen.
Yes.
January the 15th, 2009, Sullenberger was a retired U.S. fighter pilot for many years, but now he was working for, amen, an airplane company. He was flying on January the 15th, 2009, an Airbus A320. Amen. And shortly after leaving the LaGuardia Airport, this airplane had 4 minutes after taking off, approximately 1,000 feet in the air, they had ran into a huge flock of wild geese, Canadian geese. And they sucked those geese through both engines. Amen. The right and the left engine sucked these massive geese. a huge flock. They said all you could see was these geese. They was everywhere. And it sucked these geese through each engine on both sides of each wing. Amen. And Sully Sullenberger, amen, experienced pilot said he had never experienced anything quite like it. He said all at once, at the same time, both engines went out. And he said the pit of his stomach fell. Amen. Immediately after this happened. Hey God. And just about 4 or 5 minutes into the flight, he hollers back immediately to LaGuardia and he says, Mayday, Mayday. We've lost both engines. Amen. And he said, I flipped the switch on and they're not coming back on. And he said the inevitable he knew was upon him when he smelled the smell of fuel. And he even busted the gas lines and fuel was leaking. And he was afraid of explosion. All kinds of thoughts come through his mind. LaGuardia radioed back and said, give him the runway number that was cleared. They said, bring it back and land. And he immediately began to nosedive. They began to dive. They weren't super high in the air anyway. And he radioed back and he said, it's impossible. We cannot get back. Amen. To LaGuardia Airport. There was another airport close there on the lower Manhattan Strip. Amen. Up there in New York. And they radioed and said, such and such number of runway is cleared for landing. You can land the aircraft here. And he radioed back shortly and said, there's just no way that we can make it. He said, look for us just below the George Washington Bridge in the Hudson River. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Sullenberger said, amen, that they had been trained to land in water, but of course you could never actually do it. They had went through simulations, amen, but you could never actually land an aircraft in water. Great God, but he had flown for 40 plus years, over 10,000 days. He had climbed in the pit of an aircraft carrier and flown airplanes. But he said, when he knew the inevitable was about to happen, he called over the radio with a calm, clear voice. He said, I want my passengers to be confident. And he said, brace, amen, for impact. That's the word that he used. And he said he heard, amen, those flight attendants begin to give instructions. Sit down. I've only flown one time on a big airplane. Sit down. Amen. Put your weight, bend your waist as far as possible and put your head down. That's impact posture on an airplane. And that speech that nobody wants to listen to, when you get on that airplane, they give you that speech. It just in case you land in water, your seat can become a flotation device. Well, when you're about to land in water, amen, all them things are important. And they begin to tell them all the safety protocols. And that pilot said, I knew they had that covered. So he said, I knew this airplane intricately. I had flown it thousands of hours. And he said, I knew everything about it. Great God. And he said, although I knew I had never landed in water, I believed I could. Hallelujah. Woo! He said, I've never done it. It had never been done. successfully. But he said, I believed that I had the experience to land that airplane in the Hudson River. Great God. And they hit that Hudson at 150 miles an hour with 155 passengers on board. And those soldiers said, just before they impacted the river, he pulled up on the nose just enough. And they hit that river and the nose sunk in. And he said, immediately I thought we're going to dive to the bottom of this river. But he said, out of nowhere, the nose popped back up. And he said, a $90 million aircraft became a boat. And we started floating down the Hudson River. He said, I looked at my co-pilot and he looked at me. And simultaneously, we said, that wasn't so bad after all. Hallelujah. Woo! And immediately, they began to go back. They met amongst the crowd. And they got 155 passengers off, amen, out of there. And they climbed them out on the wings. Amen. And within minutes, ferry boats, U.S. Coast Guard began to show up. And 155 passengers, amen, were saved. Not one passenger lost their life that day. And Sullenberger was the last one, being the captain. He was the last one that stepped foot off that, amen, airplane. Great God. And he said, the only way it happened, I believed that I could do it. And I come to tell us, the only way that the impossible can happen in 2023 is if you believe that God is able to do it this year. And I come to tell us, I believe, God, that you're a miracle worker. I believe, God, that you're a soul saver. I believe, God, that you're a healer in this brand new year.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me in this house.
Thank you, mighty God.
Jesus. Glory to God. Girls, can y'all get me that song y'all sang the other night? Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God,
don't you?
Yes. Amen.
I believe God. I believe God.
Holy, blessed God.
I believe God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Can say, I believe God.
Thank you, mighty God.
Amen. The devil said that lost family member of yours will never be saved. But somebody needs to say, I believe God. Amen. The devil says, you're never going to come up out of this. Amen. Somebody needs to say, I believe God. The devil might say that sickness that we're getting ready to go visit Brother Anthony. If anybody wants to go with us, as soon as church is over, Brother George had a burden on his heart, we're going to go over and see him and sing a song. I think Brother George wants to sing him a song. If anybody wants to go, you're welcome. I don't know all that he's going through. I know he's been through sickness. Amen. I know he's going through problems. But oh, I believe God. I said, I believe God is able to help us in this upcoming year. There's no sickness too strong for God. There's no disease. Amen. That God can't take care of. Hey, I come to tell us, I believe that 23 can be a year that the impossible becomes possible. But there's one thing. You got to try something great. And then when you step out and try it, then you got to believe.
It's the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Sir. Is there anybody who believes God can
glory,
do this?
Glory,
I preached in the heart.
Lord.
I got a strip for you last night. I preached to you in my heart today.
Thank you,
I want to tell somebody. Now, the difference between when we close out next year, about 364 days away, amen, the difference that's going to determine this year
amen.
Is whether we believe or don't believe.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Sister Dottie,
Lord,
my brother was up there in the hospital. Lord, I believe God somehow, some way can reach you.
Amen.
You?
Yes, Lord.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah, I believe.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel like somebody in this house today, you've lost that, but you've lost that faith. You've lost that belief. You've lost that zeal that one time you had that you knew God could
glory
do anything.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
I remember my Uncle Larry said, and he always said things that stuck with me. He said one time, he said he always come in from work, and he had a high porch there. And he said, Angie, that's my cousin Angie. She's the oldest one of them. I guess Angie's probably 55 or so now. Angie's old. I mean, you got to think, I remember when she was little. So she's old now.
So, you know, I had to regurgitate there a little bit. But anyway, my Uncle Larry said, Brother George, that he'd come in from work when Angie's a little girl. She'd take off running off that porch and leap because she knew Dad would catch her.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd catch her when she leaped off that porch. He said, we've done that several times, and she got her faith built up so high. He said, this one day she seen me step out of the vehicle, and I was way away from the porch. As soon as I got out of the vehicle and stood up, here she come running, and she leaped. But Dad wasn't close enough. Amen. And she fell and got hurt. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is that's hindered somebody's faith in here today, but I tell you what, I believe God wants to build our faith.
Glory be to God.
I feel this right here. Amen. I spent a lot of time trying to get this ready. Preached about half of this last night. Amen. I really feel like the Lord gave me this for the first day of the year. Amen. I really feel like the Lord would have me to preach and tell every single person in this house today, let's believe God. Let's get our faith built back. Let's believe God is able. And not only that, He's able, that He's going to do it in my
glory,
life this year.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
I like to see the Lord save you this year.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I like to see the Lord send in folks this year.
Amen.
Yes. I like to see the church that we have, really get to fire. We do greater exploits for God. Brother George was talking to me on the phone the other day. He called me, we was talking. Amen. And he got to crying. I love talking about George on the phone. He got excited and he got pumped up talking about the Lord on the phone. And he said, I want to see the, amen, gifts of the Spirit operating in the church. That's what I want to see, don't you?
Thank you.
Wow. I want to see God's power this year.
Oh, sika ba yata moko, yala baha ya moko, shahada baha, shohola ba si, yotola ba sa, shotola ba kana mohola ba shakabo ya patata o ya pataya.
Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Yeah, I say higher, higher, I'm higher this year. Yeah, I say get a desire in your heart. I will answer your prayers, and I will bring thee closer to me. But I say unto thee this day, thou must desire, and thou must seek after my face in this year, and I'll answer your prayers, saith God.
Glory, glory to the name of the Lord.
Come on, church, let's get this order here today. Let's seek the Lord. God's going to do something for us here today. Let's get these orders.
Hallelujah.
Let's get these orders here today. Higher, 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 Lord. Bring us higher. Higher, Lord. Higher, I pray, God. Lord, higher above the hindrance. God, higher above. Amen. The enemy's territory. Bring us up higher, God. Higher, higher. Jesus, come on, church. Come on, church. Let's believe. Let's believe, God.